Well, that sounds good. I hope you're planning to be a part of it. I think the most courageous thing I ever did was raise a teenager. I think it was it. We have some newborns here this morning, and they brought their parents with them. And I saw as I was coming in Andrew and Crystal Hart, and they used to attend here, did for many years, and they have their baby with them. Andrew and Crystal, where are you seated? Way back there. Stand up. Say hey to Andrew, and Crystal must be with the baby. But we're so glad you're with us. And then Jeff and Jackie Benedict, our missionaries, are here with their newborn, Mikey. So make sure you look for these couples during the coffee fellowship and love on them and get to see that precious little gift that God has given these families. Okay? Well, the membership class was announced, and I want you to know that even if you're not sure you're ready to sign on the dotted line, but you want to know more about Mayfair Bible Church, you're welcome to audit that class this week and next week, part one, part two, and we welcome you to join us. I'd like to have you turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. Now, last week we did enjoy a terrific missions conference. We heard testimonies from some wonderful young missionaries. It was so inspirational to hear how God has been at work in their lives and how so clearly they have sensed His call and know what He wants them to do. And I want to say thank you to Dan Newman and members of our missions committee. And would you all of you join me in thanking them for doing such a wonderful job. A lot of time, a lot of energy was invested to make our conference a success. Now, this morning, there's something we need to come to terms with. You know, our missionaries and we ourselves cannot, in our own strength, do what Christ has called us to do. Do you understand that? We cannot, in our own strength and with our own resources, do what Christ has called us to do. We are hopelessly inadequate to advance the gospel and to bring people into Christ's kingdom. We see this illustrated by the story in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21. Now, we read the passage a few moments ago, so we won't read it again, but let's just take a moment to ask God to open our eyes to the lessons that He wants us to learn from these verses. Father, thank You for bringing us together for a time of worship, a time of instruction in Your Word, and we pray that Your Spirit would be our teacher, that You would take Your precious Word and apply it to our hearts and lives, and that we might not be hearers of the Word only, but we might become doers, and we might take action on what we're learning today. For we give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen.